Three Reasons to Relax Today, by Krishna's Mercy.
Ahameva sameva agri, nanyadyat sadda sat param, paschadahamiyaditacha, yova shishet sosmiyaham, quote, Brahma, it is I, the personality of Godhead, who was existing before the creation, when there was nothing but myself. Nor was there the material nature, the cause of this creation. That which you see now is also I, the personality of Godhead, and after annihilation what remains will also be I, the personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam, 2.9.33.
I have never faced this much pressure. Not until now do I realize what difficulty really is. I had it so easy before, but I never knew it. I thought that was a tough life, but while I lacked any sort of social standing, at least there was the chance to relax. I could focus on one thing for hours if I wanted to. I was not dreading the upcoming day. I never had difficulty falling asleep at night. Today, it feels as though there is not enough time to breathe. From morning until night, one responsibility after another, others are not appreciative of the sacrifices we make. How could they possibly understand what we endure? I am sure life will not always be like this, but right now the misery is a fixture. It will never go away. I will never gain relief.
1. Vishnu was there at the beginning. As explained in a series of Sanskrit shlokas found in Bhagavata Purana, there was a time when even the Creator was not around. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is speaking to Lord Brahma, the Creator. Though we may live in a place featuring diversity of culture and variety in physical appearance, we should know that we are all related to one another. Every person can trace their ancestry back to the Creator, Vedanta. If information in the chain is missing, if recorded history is lacking, Shastra provides the proof. Brahma is not just the creator of the human species, he is responsible for everyone. The individuals do not generate out of Brahma. Sprit soul is beyond his powers. Brahma creates the vessels and the playing field. He is something like the manufacturer of uniforms for the local baseball league. There are different teams and so not every player has the same look to them. The variety in species is up to 8,400,000. Brahma is responsible, and so he is an important person in this land of birth and death. Yet there was a time prior to Brahma. Before the material nature was there, Vishnu was in the superior standing. Material nature, in the unmanifest state, known as the pradhana, is responsible for the creation. Without this energy, Brahma would not be able to work. He would have no materials to use for outputting his creative ability. Though the universe is infinitely vast and complex, with the three dimensions to consider and also the time factor, Vishnu is above. In a single verse, Vedic literature provides a perfect definition of someone the rest of the world can only speculate about. If we know nothing else about him, we can know that God exists prior to the creation. 2. Vishnu is here right now. The moment Vishnu was speaking to Brahma was the present. The three periods of time are relative to the situation. Past, present and future are different for me compared to you. The present for Brahma was millions of years ago, but the truth spoken to him applies to this exact moment in time, as well. Vishnu is here right now. I may not have the ability to see him. My eyes have been clouded by the illusory energy of Maya. I have spent years using an incorrect system of identification, and this mistake has led to constant misery, heartache, despair, breathlessness, and hopelessness. Brahma was blessed with the proper vision, and so he could understand that Vishnu was before him. The same has occurred with other notable personalities, some of them even children, like Dhruva and Prahlada. Vishnu is all-pervasive, and so he is here with me during this otherwise difficult experience. At any time I can turn to him, as he has kindly expanded to reside within the heart. This feature of Vishnu is known as Supersoul. 3. Vishnu will be there at the end. The mature adult reaches the firm conclusion that every person is destined for death. That task you have to complete for work. That errand you have to run in the evening. That new house you can't wait to move into. Everything will be destroyed in the future. In 100 years from now, likely no one around you today will still be alive. Whatever point in the future we choose, Vishnu will be there. He will remain after the entire world has been annihilated. That which was first made possible through the pradana will return to an unmanifest state. The variety and forms of life and living conditions will merge back into a single nothingness. Vishnu will remain, as well as the individuals. There will be a future, and Vishnu will be a possibility in terms of friendship and reliance. The wise who are made aware of these truths then take full advantage of the opportunity. They make sure to be by his side today, tomorrow, and always into the future. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In closing. Though Brahma's life to extend, not there at final end, related all, also me and you, but having a beginning too, Vishnu in standing in time before, granted potency to one of faces for, here right now and in future is there, my best friend always to care.